Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. Looks like we're gonna be trying to capture some cryptid creatures again today. Better strap up, brother, it's gonna be a long one. These subscribers sent in some truly fascinating stories of what they claim to be cryptid encounters. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a cryptid story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Joining me today is a fellow narrator by the name of Night Stalker. My good friend Celestial Noor. They have a channel where they read scary stories, and if you enjoy the voice, be sure to check it out. You can find the link to do so at the top of the description. Now, without any further ado, let's get into these creepy stories sent in by viewers, just like you. So this story begins around roughly 2016. I had recently graduated high school and was working a full-time second shift job. Right around this same time, I had an obsession with strange haunted places and things. I used to go to a haunted cemetery, an abandoned building, with quite a few scares on my record, but nothing too terrifying. That is, until about 3 months after when I had one of the weirdest dreams of my entire life. To explain it as clear as I can, it was when I actually dreamt myself waking up in my bedroom. I noticed the motion lights in my garage outside were on, so I got out of bed and walked over to the window. What I saw outside standing in my driveway was a single, tall figure. His head was about even with where the light is mounted on the garage, so at least 8 feet tall. I noticed he was wearing a Grim Reaper-like robe, but the face... well, the face was like a deer skull. It looked like the skull of... maybe a cross of a deer and a horse? It's hard to say. It was definitely some sort of deer skull, though. He was just standing there, staring at me, motionless. He stood stiller than the trees next to him and stared into my soul. Anyway, at this point, I actually woke up in real life, and to my horror, the motion light was on, but when I went to check, there was no one or nothing outside. This was freaky and quite frankly had me freaked out for a good week or so, and then I eventually forgot about it. Fast forward to 2019. I'm in college now and I'm roughly 6 hours away from home. Now recently I've been seeing this thing with my own eyes while I'm awake. I see it out my window standing in the neighboring field sometimes. Sometimes when I'm doing homework, I'll look over and I'll see it. I've been seeing it walk past my door as well. Inside my building, multiple times. I just try to ignore him, or it, or whatever it is. It just seems like it's slowly getting closer and closer to me, and I'm not sure why. I notice that it seems to appear when I'm in times of really high stress. The first time I saw him was probably the roughest patch of my life prior to this point. I'm honestly not even sure what this thing is or what it means, but believe me when I say this is scary looking, it's intimidating, and it looks evil. This is coming from somebody who doesn't get spooked easily at all. If anybody knows what this could be, please let me know. I've done some research and I come up with like skinwalkers and stuff like that, but I really don't think this is the same thing.
My friends and I thought going for a hike would be a fun activity, since all we do is play video games. We live in a city that I cannot say for private reasons. We all took the same car. There were four of us: Tara, Robert, Olivia, and me. Emily, the driver, took 4 hours, and once we got there, the sun was starting to set. There was traffic, so it had taken much longer than it should have. Although it was getting darker, we did not want to waste this trip. I walked out of the car. All of my friends had gotten out on the other side with the trail on it, but I, being my dumb self, got out on the side with all the overgrown grass. As I got out, I looked at my feet, then I looked up. "Oh my God," I screamed, and everybody came around the car to look. "Oh, holy shit," Robert said while he stared at all the blood and body parts of an animal scattered. The smell hit me like a wave. My eyes started to water, and I went back into the car. I looked out the window at everybody else. They all started to walk up the trail, so I ran up to catch up with them. "We have to make up as much time as we can. It's getting dark, and we don't have time to stare at what happens when animals die," Robert told me. I glanced around. Something wasn't right. I looked to my left and stopped dead in my tracks. Olivia had seemed to notice too, because she screamed. Olivia had grabbed my hand, and we both ran to the other side of the woods. As we ran and left the group, I tried to make out what I saw. The antlers, long arms, skin so tight and pale you could see bones, and the black eyes that seemed to suck in all light. This wasn't a wolf. It was a wendigo. Oliver and I kept on running until it was so dark we could not see anymore. I lay down on the fallen leaves next to the big rock. At this point, I did not care about any bugs. I slowly drifted off into a dead sleep. Soon after I woke up, screams were all that I could hear. Then it all stopped. A voice came out from the darkness. "Help!" A voice with no energy in it called out. I got up and ran with Olivia until we found our car again. I was bleeding from all the pricker bushes. I waited with Olivia in the car until any others could come. Hours had passed, and through those hours, I stared at the woods, seeing yellow eyes occasionally showing through the car lights. Once the sun had started to rise, Tara came through the woods in tears. I found Robert. He was in the clearing next to the rock, dead. I realized he was who called out for help. Years later, I have now just started to tell people about what had happened. Never leave your friends alone in the woods at night.
I am a stoner, plain and simple. Well, one time I bought around 2 to 3 grams and wanted to smoke. My parents are very strict about weed, so I couldn't just roll up and smoke at my house. So, like an idiot, I thought it would be a good idea to go for a long blunt walk in the woods. I've done it 1,000 times before and knew exactly what trail I was going to take and everything, since I basically lived in these woods as a kid. That said, it was like 4:30 in the afternoon in winter, so it gets dark pretty early. I don't care enough as though I had my phone and a lighter. I also carry my pocket knife everywhere I go just to be safe. As I was walking through the woods, I barely lit my blunt when all of a sudden I heard a noise. I shine my light over to see what seems to be a deer. So I just shrug it off and continue my walk. 10 minutes in and I'm starting to feel pretty high, and decide it's too cold to walk anymore because I don't want to ruin my high with the cold. I start my walk back to my house, when I see the same deer, but this time I got a good look at it. It was tall, maybe 6'5", maybe taller. I'm 17 and 5'8", so I'm not small, but I'm not the biggest. I immediately, freak out, realizing how tall this thing was. I look at its body, and notice it looks like it's got shot by something. It was bleeding profusely. But it was past hunting hours, and I was less than 200 feet from my, local apartment, so I'm pretty sure I would have heard a gunshot, but I never heard one. After seeing the blood, I see its horrific face. the way this thing looked at me instantly sobered me up. It had this cold stare that not only bore into my soul, but cut me and left me in terror. Its jaw was half hanging off and bloody. Its skull was showing. The worst part, however, was the eyes. The cold, dead black eyes. After standing there just kind of looking at this thing, after a solid minute or two, it just starts walking towards me, one step at a time. Its movements were jagged and jerky, kinda like a broken toy that's supposed to be able to walk. I come to my senses after seeing it walk and realize it's on the trail leading back to my house. As I said though, I basically grew up in these woods. I knew every path and where every path took you. So I turn around and make a break for it. As I do, I hear this ear-piercing scream, unlike anything I've ever heard before. I kept running and running until I made it home. The entire time it sounded like it was right behind me. I make it to my house and ran straight from my room and cried. I had never seen anything like this. This thing. I got to school the next morning and asked my friends if they had heard the scream that night, because we all lived pretty close to the woods. None of them had heard it, and they thought I just smoked some laced weed or something. I know I didn't though, and I just can't imagine something like this. I've gone back a few times but have never seen it again. I just want some insight on what this thing might be. I live in the middle of Pennsylvania, on the side of the Susquehanna River. I don't think it's Wendigos, because I don't think they're native there. But please help me and tell me what you think it might be. It'd be greatly appreciated.
Before I tell you what happened that night, let me tell you who I am and when this happened. My name is Tyler, and I'm 16. I'm a junior at a semi-private school. This event happened 2 years ago, almost three now, so bear with me on the details. The memories from that night are still a little foggy. But anyway, here I go. It was 2017, late October. I had just gotten home after a long day of school. I decided to hop on my PS4 and play some Call of Duty Black Ops 3 with some online friends. As hours passed, old and new friends came and went. I was home alone for the week because my mother and father went on a business trip to Georgia, as well as visiting family. It wasn't the first time that I had to be home alone for a long period of time. I usually went to bed around the time of 9:30, but since it was a Friday and I was home alone, I decided that I would stay up. 9:30 came, then 10, then 11. Eventually midnight, and so forth, and you get the point. My eyes felt heavy and were foggy because of how long I'd been playing video games, but the fact of me wearing contacts doesn't help either. I decided to check the time since I knew it was getting late. It was around 1:20 a.m. I was in the middle of a match, so I didn't want to get up and turn everything off. I decided that I was going to finish up the current match I was in and go to bed. As I was finishing up the match, a putridly bad and musty smell had hit my nostrils. To be honest, it tensed me up for quite a bit, and I gagged on how bad it was. I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep through it, so I played a couple of more matches and hoped for the smell to eventually go away, but that wasn't the case. Over time, minute by minute, it almost seemed that the scent was getting closer and stronger. I attempted to ignore it and continue playing my game. I have a noise-canceling headset, but I could swear that I heard footsteps from behind me, but I remembered that I had 3D sound as well. So, being me, I ignored it. Then I heard tapping. I took off my headset to confirm that it was just the game. But then I heard it again. It was coming from the window behind me. It had shades over it, but with the outside light on, I saw a silhouette of something almost human-like. I stood in my room, frozen in fear, looking at the silhouette, wondering if I was just delirious on sleep. But then its head ticked to the side like a bird, and it tapped on the window once again, in the same pattern. As adrenaline shot through my body, I decided, being the young, curious teen that I was, to open the shades. When I got closer, the stench got stronger, and I could tell that now it was the smell of something decaying and dying. Could it be a dying animal that just so happened to stumble upon my window? I thought, but I remembered the tapping and how unison it was. I finally gained the courage to pull back the curtains, and I wish I hadn't. It had a human face, but where the eyes were supposed to be, there were just sockets. It had sharp teeth so jagged I swear it could tear through steel. Its face was decomposing and rotting. It looked like it had been dead for such a long time. I stood from where I opened the window shades in fear. I couldn't take my eyes off this thing. I don't know if it was looking at me or not because of its empty, soulless eye sockets. Then it tilted its head with a sharp movement that startled me, and I screamed. It got up with so much speed and went back into the woods. When it got up, I saw its body and how contorted it was, and how awkward it moved. I couldn't sleep for the rest of the night, for weeks even. I haven't seen this thing since that day. I'm only sharing this now because in class a couple of weeks ago, we learned about Native American cryptids, and the Skinwalker fit the description well. The only thing that's off is it usually takes the form of things that it's killed. My question is, who was the person it killed to take their form? I just hope that's the only time I ever see that thing, because who knows what it might do if we cross paths again.
I still think about this often, and while it doesn't necessarily scare me, it always gives me this uneasy feeling of, what the heck was this thing? My grandfather and I were on our weekend golf cart ride. He lived in a country club community with a large golf course. It was probably 2 miles from the ocean canal as the crow flies. We were riding around the course and I was blissfully enjoying our time together when I had the something is watching me feeling wash over me. We were passing over a small bridge, literally maybe 2 feet off the ground, that went over a swampy area. Tall wheatgrass surrounding us, maybe 3 to 4 feet high. I locked eyes with a creature that was squatted down in the brush, maybe 7 feet from the trail. It was ruddy tan, with feathers and large, dead eyes. It was just staring at me, not blinking in the slightest. Its face had human-like features, but they were off. It had no lips. They were almost blurred. We were probably going only 4 miles per hour, so I looked at it for a reasonable amount of time. I couldn't distinguish any arms. It just looked like a mass of feathers, much like an owl that has its feathers ruffled. It was the size of a large man, squatted down. After going over the pass, I asked my grandfather to turn around. Not even 3 minutes had passed and the thing was gone from its original position. This was in eastern North Carolina. I haven't heard or seen any folklore on cryptid creatures that match that description in North Carolina. If anybody has any idea what this thing could be, please let me know. I would love to know. And thank you, Swamp Dweller, for sharing my story. Okay, so I've looked into many different cryptids in the New York area, and I have no clue what this thing was. In 2013, I lived in Jamestown, New York, with my grandfather, and there was this chained-off dirt road at the end of the street where people would dump old furniture and things that couldn't fit in a normal garbage bin. I would always go back there after school and follow the dirt road down this muddy stream area that went to my knees, and every day I would wander in further and further, until one day I ended up in a field area. I could see woods in the distance at the edge of the trees. There was something that looked like a huge cat, but it had antlers, and we were just staring at each other until a car horn went off, and it ran off into the woods. As soon as it ran off, I felt like I had to get out of there as fast as I could. I've looked into the different types of big cats in Jamestown, and it wasn't a bobcat, that's for sure. The closest thing I could compare it to would be a mountain lion, and I've read rumors about mountain lion sightings in New York, but it wouldn't explain the antlers. There was also a report of mountain lions with horns in Idaho, but those ones were small and tooth-like. All I know is that the thing was not a deer, and every time I think about it, I feel sick. If anybody has ever heard of any sort of creature or has any sort of idea what it could have been, please let me know, because I'm out of ideas, and I'm pretty much out of places to research. I am not a believer in the supernatural or paranormal. At best, I'm an intrigued skeptic. I do not hold stock in spirits, magic, aliens, or the paranormal. I have nothing to gain from fabricating this story. Roughly about a year ago, my wife and I observed a strange creature on the side of the road, within 15 or 20 yards away from us. I slowed down, and it stopped moving and watched us pass by. There was no mistaking what we saw. At the time, I had no frame of reference for what we had seen. It was bipedal, and taller than a man would be, maybe 8 or almost 9 feet tall. It was thin, but not necessarily skinny, if that makes sense. Muscular, slender, but not gaunt. It was white, almost reflective white, and its knee joints were inverted like the forelegs of a horse. Its arms hung at its sides like a humanoid, and it had hands. But its head was deer-like, with a snout and antlers. It was very close. There is no chance we were mistaken or confused. This occurred in central Illinois. I intend to find physical proof of this creature. Any information, advice, help, or interested contacts would be much appreciated. In the meantime, I have been spending time in the area, talking to locals and walking the woods. A lot of the locals will admit to seeing albino deer, but the stories always left them feeling nervous or uneasy, if not downright afraid. These are people who would not be afraid of any kind of deer. It leads me to believe there is a kind of conscious disconnect from what they know they actually saw. I don't expect to find the thing, but who knows? I'm mainly looking for an odd or inconsistent animal behavior or bizarre markings and the like. Again, any advice is welcome. I don't know what I saw, but I'm absolutely terrified. I'm hoping one of your viewers could maybe tell me what I had encountered. I was invited to a friend's house to play on a Friday night after school had let out. My friend, who I'll call Sebastian, ordered pizza for us. We spent most of the night watching TV and playing on his PlayStation. We stayed up late until 1 a.m, and that's when things started to go south. Just as we were about to start playing another new game, I distinctly heard footsteps outside of his house. It was in the middle of fall, so all the crunchy leaves were on the ground, making it obvious to tell when someone or something was walking around outside. I wasn't too distracted by it, since my friend lived in a busy area, and it wasn't too uncommon for people to be out this late. But the sounds of footsteps got closer to the house. I'm quite paranoid, so I thought that someone was coming to break in. I told my friend, and he didn't really acknowledge me since he was focused on the game. Then we heard a single knock at the door. I never seen my friend go completely calm to fully alert in a split second like that. Now, I was terrified, and I could tell my friend was too. My friend told me to be quiet as he slowly crawled towards the window to see what was outside. I motioned for him not to, but he didn't listen. He slowly peered through the curtains. I could see in his facial expression that he had seen something terrifying. He closed the curtain and crawled back to me. He had the I've seen a ghost look on his face. I decided to go look for myself as I was curious. As I started to get up, my friend grabbed my arm and held me back. Then, whatever was out there let out an eerie clicking sound. It sounded like a predator. My friend let go of my arm and I took this chance to see what was outside. I peered through the curtains, and what I saw chilled me to the bone. There was this man standing in the driveway. He was just standing there making this clicking sound. It was creepy. I thought it was just some guy playing a prank on us. I'd have tried to be tough, and so I yelled out to the guy, "Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing?" Then the man turned to look right at me through the window. I couldn't make out any facial features except for its eyes. They were glowing. They had this distinct shine to them. Then the man turned around and ran toward the back of the house. Whatever this thing was, it was trying to break in through the back door. Luckily it was locked, but I wasn't going to take any chances. My friend and myself grabbed a knife. After a few attempts of trying to break in, this thing gave up. I could see through the window on the door that the thing ran on all fours and jumped over the neighbor's fence. This is the scariest thing I've ever experienced, and I'm not sure what I and my friend saw that night. I hope somebody listening maybe can tell us. I was driving my cousin to his place of work, and we got there early. It was still dark, and so we decided to wait for him next door, which is a gym and has plenty of light and cameras. As we were driving next door, there is a forest behind the building, and there is a small opening between the buildings that lead into the woods. As we were going across, we saw a deer and told my cousin, "Hey, look, a deer." We both saw it, but almost immediately started to feel very weird. The more we looked at it, the more we felt something was just not right. My cousin then said, "Why don't his eyes reflect your lights?" I had my lights right on him, and he was right. I didn't see any reflection. The uneasy feeling grew more and more until I realized it was fear. I thought to myself, "Why the heck am I afraid?" Then I turned to my cousin and told him, "Hey, I don't think that's a deer, dude." We looked back at it, and then it started to move. Its feet moved like it was noodles. All four of them, like if you had long string, and you moved it back and forth really fast. That's what we saw. I started to say out loud, "Whoa, whoa." I pulled out my revolver from my holster, and as if this thing knew it, like it all of a sudden sprinted back into the forest. Me and my cousin kind of nervously laughed off what had just happened. But we still talk about it, and we have made sure not to leave the house anymore without our guns. We both have our licenses to carry and both have our licenses to kill big game. But to my question, is it illegal for me to go into the forest and hunt this thing down and kill them and post my findings on social media? I know this sounds like horse hockey of the highest order, but the thing is, if these things are out there, then I want people to know that they are there, and I want them to be aware that these things are in this world. Again, I cannot express how much of a serious question I am trying to make here. Thank you for your time. Let me start off with a little bit of background information. I live in a very forested area surrounded by a bunch of mountains. There's a stream across the road, but we live a ways away from it. Our house sits more at the top of a mountain, surrounded by towering trees. Our neighbors are somewhat close, but we can barely see each other's houses. We have 3 dogs, 1 has passed away since then, and 3 cats. Our neighbor also has dogs and cats, so there definitely isn't a shortage of pets anywhere. Anyways, that's what you need to know. It was in the middle of the week sometime in late August or early September. It was still hot since it was the end of summer, so my mom and I slept with our windows open. We never worried about the windows being open because, statistically speaking, we were a lot safer in the forest than in the city. everything was the same as usual until 4 a.m. came around. We were woken by a ear-splitting guttural scream. We ran into the living room to check on each other, and we were all okay. The screaming continued, and it was at the same pacing. There would be a pause for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then a scream. The screaming lasted for all of about 5 minutes, and then stopped abruptly. My mom and I closed all of the windows and drew the blinds. None of our pets seemed to care what the screams were doing, echoing through the house, which I thought was very strange and out of character for them. A leaf could fall and they would lose their minds. So why the sudden silence? Because the screaming stopped, my mom decided to call the sheriff rather than the entire police force. The officer kept saying that it was probably nothing, but would drive by anyways. We stayed up waiting for the sheriff to drive by, and eventually he did. He didn't investigate much at all, though. He did exactly what he said he would do, which was a drive-by. My mom and I struggled to sleep that night, but we did. The next day, we did some investigating and called all of our neighbors to make sure they were okay. But when we called, all of them said they didn't hear a thing that night. We were in disbelief that no one heard it because it was so loud. So we started thinking that there must have been a domestic violence cover-up, or maybe someone had a really weird kink. Luckily, the final neighbor we called gave us a somewhat helpful answer. He told us that he didn't hear it himself, but he had heard sounds like that in the forest before. Now, it could be a mountain lion screaming, but when we looked it up, it didn't sound like that. It's not the same scream at all. But we also found some tracks. After more research and listening to Swamp Dweller videos, I think it may be on the spectrum of a skinwalker or a wendigo. What do you guys think? Am I just overthinking this? Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright unexplainable cryptid encounter stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's an encounter with a cryptid or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Stories like yours that help keep this channel going. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them on all things natural and supernatural almost every single day. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much every other major podcast platform out there. Much love and appreciation to my friend, Celestial Noor, and fellow narrator, Night Stalker, who helped me read these stories today. So please be sure to check their channels out. The links will be in the description down below. They upload scary stories, and I think you'll enjoy their stuff. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp. It's amazing to see how many of you come video after video. We've made it to the end once again, and I'm sure you're looking for the code word. And today's code word is gonna be Haunted USB. I always love seeing how creative you guys get with these responses down below. Thank you for that. And I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.